English One
一号英语，改变生活。
欢迎收听一号英语，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, my name is John. This is English One.
那现在呢，我们中国人去国外，特别现在去美国旅游出差越来越多。然后你出国的时候，特别是到欧美，你怎么用钱呢？你的卡，银行卡能不能用呢？
带现金呢？
你要我们被人抢吗？在你们美国被人抢，你们都有枪，这个很恐怖。那我们今天的对话呢，就要来看看你到美国，你是要用你的借记卡呢，还是要用你的信用卡？
Yeah, so we're going to hear about three kinds of cards, right?
三种。那赶快来听对话，听听都是哪三种银行的卡。
Hey, Jeff, I have a question for you.
No problem. What's up?
I'm going to the States on a business trip next month sometime, and I'm concerned that I won't be able to use my bank card there.
Well, it depends. Are you talking about your debit card or credit card?
I'd like to be able to both withdraw money and use my card to pay for things.
If you have a Visa or MasterCard, you shouldn't have any trouble using your card in the States.
Let me take a look. My debit card is China UnionPay and my credit card is Visa.
Ah, UnionPay doesn't work in the States, so you probably won't be able to withdraw money. Your credit card shouldn't have any problems, though.
Okay, thanks.
John, I have a question for you.
What's up?
我要到美国去出差下个月。I'm going to the States on a business trip next month.
That's not a question.
Question 在后面啊。
Okay.
好，那我们先来看这句话，形容你下个月要到美国去出差。
Yeah, so I'm going to the States on a business trip.
所以出差就是一个 business trip.
Right, but we say going to a place on a business trip.
所以这里的介词是 on, 不是 for.我有的时候自己也会说什么 for a business trip.
We might say for business, but we say going to the States on a business trip.
好的、on a business trip. 然后呢，他说我有一点担心，就是在那儿我没办法用我的卡。
Right, so he says, I'm concerned that I won't be able to use my bank card there.
我刚刚说我有点担心，这个担心我们通常会想到 I'm worried 或者 I'm afraid 这样的词，但今天对话里面我们用到的是另外一个词。
Yeah, so the word worried and afraid, it sounds a little bit irrational. Do you know irrational?
你觉得 worried, afraid 听起来就比较不理性？
对，
就听起来好像这个人很情绪化，很 emotional。
是的，
但是我们今天用的这个词 I'm concerned、
比较理性、
就是你有一种理性的担忧，你的担忧是有道理的。
对，感觉成熟一点 I'm concerned.
好，那如果你想听起来很成熟的话，你就可以用 I'm concerned. 但后面有一个 that, 对不对？
Yeah, I'm concerned that I won't be able to use my bank card there.
好，那我们今天谈到的是各种各样的卡，那有一个统称就是 bank card.
Yeah, but the thing about the word bank card, 银行卡，对吧？
对的。
Bank card is not used very often in the States.
所以你们就会具体的说是一个什么 credit card 还是一个 debit card?
Yeah, we say debit card, credit card, or just card.
那 card 是什么卡？
Debit card or credit card.
就是你们 imply, 暗指它是一种。
对。
好，那我还想问问你，他这里说 I'm concerned that I won't be able to use my bank card there. 好，那他有这样的一个担忧，他就问他的美国同事 Jeff, Jeff 怎么回答他？
Well, it depends.
Jeff 说这个要看情况。See, right. It depends.这个短语很有用，就是看情况的意思。
对，可能我们都学过 It depends on 什么什么，
就你后面要跟一个具体的情况。
Yeah, but actually we often just say It depends.
就是看情况。
And then we might ask a question.
就像我们今天的对话， Jeff 说 Well, it depends. 之后他就问他的中国同事说你说的这个卡到底是你的借记卡还是你的信用卡？
Right, are you talking about your debit card or your credit card?
这里有两个很重要的词哦。我们先看一下借记卡，英文怎么说？
Debit card.
Debit card. 这个 debit 是什么意思？
debit, D-E-B-I-T, it means deducting money from your bank account.
所以这个借记卡里面就是你已经先存了钱进去了，然后你每次消费就是从你这个 savings account, 这个储蓄账户里面出，
对
吧？
没钱就不能用。
你们美国人没有人有 debit card, 没有钱
全是 credit
好，那这个是 debit card, 另外一种 credit card 大家应该听过，就是信用卡。
Yeah, Americans love credit cards.
你们喜欢 cheap credit, 但现在也没有这种好像很低的 credit card rates.
Yeah, it's difficult.
好，那这个中国同事他是要用借记卡还是信用卡呢？
Well, she wants to be able to both withdraw money and use her card to pay for things.
那她说我呢又想提钱。我们来看看从 ATM 提钱怎么说。
Withdraw.
这个就是从一个机器嘛，对不对？
Yeah, so you take out the money from the ATM.
好 withdraw money.、然后呢也想 use my card to pay for things. 就是买东西的时候我想用卡，我想刷卡消费。
Yeah, at shops and stuff.
Okay, use my card to pay for things.
Right. So when we use a debit card, we have to put in a pin, right?
对啊，有密码的。
When we use a credit card, we have to sign our name.
但有的时候在中国信用卡也有密码。多安全啊。
Yeah, China's a little different.
好，那现在得知了这个同事的情况， Jeff 就给了他一个回答。
So Jeff says, if you have Visa or MasterCard, you shouldn't have any trouble using your card in the States.
对，因为这个是 international, 是这种国际的一个网络，对吧？
Right.
所以你申请一张信用卡，一般它不是 Visa, 就是 MasterCard.
Right, Visa and MasterCard are the most...International.
有什么 Discover 也用吗？
Discover is less international.
但是美国你们很喜欢用 American Express. 这是一个也是这样一个网络吗？
Yeah, it's also very famous.
Amex, 对不对？好，他说如果你是 Visa 或者 MasterCard 呢，那你应该不会遇到问题。怎么说你不会遇到问题？
You shouldn't have any trouble.
You shouldn't have any trouble using your card.
Yeah, shouldn't have any trouble.
应该没有问题啊。好，那这个中国人说让我看一看。他说哦，这个 debit card 借记卡一般在中国就是银联的。银联怎么说？
Union Pay.
China Union Pay.
Right.
然后他 credit card 是 Visa. 好，那这样的情况下呢，一般用 credit card 就没有问题。但是如果他想要withdraw money 可能就不行了。
Yeah, if you want to get cash, it should be possible, but maybe not easy.
你可能要去 Chinatown, 可能 Chinatown 的一些 ATM, 真的你不要笑, Chinatown 的一些 ATM 就可以 support 银联。
应该是。
对，因为我用过，我有次到温哥华，怎么办？我就是这个故事我等一下再告诉大家吧。
好。
我们再听一遍对话。
Hey, Jeff, I have a question for you.
No problem. What's up?
I'm going to the States on a business trip next month sometime, and I'm concerned that I won't be able to use my bank card there.
Well, it depends. Are you talking about your debit card or credit card?
I'd like to be able to both withdraw money and use my card to pay for things.
If you have a Visa or MasterCard, you shouldn't have any trouble using your card in the States.
Let me take a look. My debit card is China Union Pay, and my credit card is Visa.
Union Pay doesn't work in the States, so you probably won't be able to withdraw money. Your credit card shouldn't have any problems, though.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Jenny, now tell us your story.
这个故事发生在温哥华。温哥华的华人很多，对不对？所以你觉得你到商店里面，或者你住酒店，应该可以用你的银联卡。
Yeah, it's a very international city.
很 Chinese 嘛。
Yeah.
结果很不 Chinese, 就是从刷卡消费这件事上来讲。我到了那种店，明明那个百货店里 90% 去买的东西的人都是中国人，但他说哦，不行不行，这个什么银联没有听过，不能用。
You didn't have Visa or MasterCard?
我的那个信用卡，因为我之前已经刷爆了，就是没有办法用。
that's the real problem.
对啊，然后后来想怎么办怎么办，幸好我灵机一动，我想到唐人街应该有中国的银行吧。结果就跑到唐人街，其实也不用去银行，就是那儿 基本上那些 ATM 它都支持银联，所以你就从那儿可以拿现金出来。
嗯，贵吗？
贵也没办法呀，只能用啊。
OK，
在那能拿就通过银联拿现金，你已经很开心了，不会想这个 transaction fee， 不会想交易费的事情。嗯，好，那今天我们的节目就到这儿。如果你也有这种出国旅行或者出差的计划呢，对于在当地使用卡有任何问题都可以来问我。
Yeah, ask Jenny, not me.
好，那我们今天的课程就到这儿，下次再见。
再见。